This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is The Kevin Jackson Show. Our subject for today is hypocrisy. And I should have talked about this yesterday after the Golden Globes, but I didn't. So we'll cover that today. But hypocrisy, you guys know who Robin Williams was. He said this. He says, for me, comedy starts as a spew, a kind of explosion, and then you sculpt it from there, if at all. It all comes out of a deeper, darker side. Maybe it comes from anger, because I'm outraged by cruel absurdities, the hypocrisy that exists everywhere, even within yourself, where it's hardest to see. And that's the way I sum up leftism. They can't, the unfortunate thing is most of the time they can't laugh at themselves. But what you do, if you grow, when you learn and grow, you look at yourself and you say, boy, that's hypocritical. I have to change that. I can't be that way because I'm being a hypocrite. Because anything else is a rationalization of that, you know, that bad thing that you are. By the way, if you want to get a hold of us, 844-551-8255, kjradio.com. Hypocrisy. Now, look, I don't watch the leftist TV. I don't watch the Grammys and the Emmys and all that other stuff. And I didn't watch the Golden Globes. And I doubt you did either. But if you watched it, and the only piece that I've actually seen, I watched some clips. I watched Natalie Portman say, and the male winner for best actor is. All it was a division between man and woman. It was a division between black and white. And I'm going to get to Oprah's clips here in a bit. But it was nothing more than Hollyweird putting on a show saying, look at all the stuff that we see that's negative about this country. It, for the record, is nonsense. Natalie Portman acts as if women can't be best directors. Sure they can. But if they can't, who do you blame? You going to blame Donald Trump? You going to blame the conservative movement? Who runs Hollywood? Men. Leftist. Who's allowed all the sexual abuse that's gone on in Hollywood for decades to happen? Leftist. This isn't something that some conspiracy between a conservative movement, Donald Trump, and a bunch of other people that says, ooh, we're going to make sure that people understand how that is. We don't do anything. In fact, I don't even support Hollywood. I've abandoned them. I don't know what good movies are. I don't even, they're like the NFL. I don't watch it. I don't want to know what's out. The only time I will even look at something from Hollywood is if it has a conservative in the film. And then I look at how many it has before I decide if I'm going to go see it. That's it. Other than that, I don't even care. So she gets up there, Natalie Portman. Well, there's not any. One of the buzz before the Golden Globes was that there were no women nominated for Best Director. Okay, were there women nominated for Best Woman in such and such, Best Actress? Because there's another contradiction. I thought we were beyond gender roles. Wait a minute. Somebody get me the memo. I didn't think we could be looking at people as men or women. I thought we just looked at them as these amorphous beings that got awards. Why suddenly, when it's all males that are up for best director, then they're, oh, it's all men who best male best director. Shouldn't she go to prison? I thought Jerry Brown said if you use pronouns in California, you go to prison now. What happened to that? They are nothing but hypocritical, contradictory in every way, shape, or form, disingenuous to their rotten cores. They go in these gowns that cost $5,000, $10,000, gowns that could feed kids for weeks, gowns that could be down payments on houses, suits and such. The pomp and circumstance involved in that event could save people from losing their mortgages. They could prevent suicides with what they do in that, from people struggling day to day. And they get up there and suddenly they care about the world. And what are they doing? They're giving themselves a bunch of trophies that are meaningless in the scheme of things. Meaningless. he's got five of this or three of this particular one or whatever. Good for you. It isn't enough that you get a fat paycheck. It isn't enough that you get to do something that you love. It isn't enough. I mean, I could go on in the ways that this type of creativity and this work, the things they could create. And you know what they do? They create drivel. They create nonsense. Look, I'm not going to tell you that Hollywood can't entertain us. They absolutely can. And I love the minds that are there when they're using it for good, when they're trying to make you laugh, when they're trying to elicit an emotion in you that maybe you haven't felt in a while, or something that they jog a memory for you through some movie that they make or something that they say. It's amazing to watch. That creative process is something we do at the Black Sphere team every day. And I love watching it. But I don't do it maliciously. I don't do it with the idea that my agenda, I do it with the idea of learning. We go into this thing and we say, here's a concept. Now let's learn from it. They don't. They have agendas. They write the agenda into the film. We will write in gay sex. We will write in women empowerment as if it doesn't exist. We will write in white suppressing blacks. We will write, you know, they write these things in. Not that it follows a storyline, that it's meaningful to us, that everybody can learn from it. They write it in with the idea of this is going to be in your face. This is what you're going to accept, yada, yada. And that's my problem with them. And they are so wrong. And you know how you know they're so wrong? They won't discuss it. See, I know I'm right. In the subjects of politics and the things that we discuss here, and what's really plaguing America, I know I'm right. But you know what I'm willing to do? I'm willing to put that on the line. I'm willing to have somebody go, Kevin, I challenge you on your ideas around DACA. I challenge you on your ideas around immigration in general. I challenge you on these ideas because I'm not a hypocrite about them. And look, DACA doesn't apply to me. I was born in this country. And I get it. You know, there are people out there going, you don't understand. You didn't come over here with your parents. You're exactly right. I was born here. I was fortunate enough to have my DNA assembled on terra firma in America. But that doesn't mean I don't understand your plight. I'm going to go into that in a little bit more detail because I was having a discussion with a young black friend of mine, a conservative, and he was a girl said to him, well, unless you have a uterus, you don't understand the plight of women. And I said, that's the biggest crock of nonsense that I've ever heard, except the hypocrisy that I see in Hollywood each and every day. So we're going to dissect the Golden Globes. We're going to do that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Life is not fair. Politics is not fair. If you're looking for some sort of fairness to come from the left in dealing with all of these issues, issues surrounding Donald Trump and issues surrounding the conservative movement, etc., it'll never happen. Just discipline the idea that that's never going to happen. I'll give you a good example. So Oprah gives her speech, worst speech ever, if you ask me. Most divisive, it's a terrible speech. And they come out and say, Oprah for president, the LA Times, other people, NBC, whatever, Oprah for president. Now, keep in mind, Oprah, these are the people, Democrats are the people who said a billionaire TV personality should not be running for president. And what do they want? They want Oprah, a billionaire TV personality, running for president. Again, hypocrisy. Do you think anybody's talking about that? You didn't think anybody said, you know, it's really funny. We clamored that we didn't want Donald, you know, somebody who's a billionaire TV exec, you know, person to be president, and now we're asking for Oprah to be president. Oh, the irony. No, they gloss over it. They don't care. What applies to us doesn't apply to them. And here's the other thing. Do you think anybody in these circles is publicly, openly saying, you know what? You can be as mad as you want about Donald Trump, but you got to give him some credit on this stock market. Hey, you can be as mad as you want about Donald Trump, but you got to look at these numbers, you know, this consumer confidence. You got to look at what happened in retail during the Christmas season, the retail season. You got to look at how low unemployment is. You got to look at the fact that we don't have a whole lot of illegal immigration now. It's really gone down. You got to look at the idea that we now seem to have gotten a handle on terrorism. Whatever. You got to, you know, and I could go on. I could give you the litany of things. The companies moving back. The, you know, the manufacturing numbers, etc. Do you think any of those conversations happen? You know and I know they don't. And here's why they don't. It isn't because these people don't know it. Not at all. The reason it doesn't happen is very simple. If they open their mouths, they're ostracized. They lose their jobs. They lose their friends. They lose their careers. Ironically, they really wouldn't lose their friends. Because more of their friends than they think feel this way. So I'll ask you this. Does it take more guts to go into the belly of the beast and say, this is how I feel, or do you just toe the line? So they all toe the line, but they act as if they're not being disingenuous. They act as, no, this is legitimately what I think. There are men that sat in the audience of the Golden Globes as women went up there and decried all of them, and they clapped like trained seals. They're clapping against themselves. Nobody stood up and said, wait a minute. What are you talking about? You want to direct? I tell you what. Why don't you have a award ceremony that's just for women? There are lots of women's organizations and women's groups and women's this or that. If you want to really make yourself stand out every time you do something, then just make it for women. And you know why they won't do it? Because it's like the WNBA. How many WNBA games have you seen in your life? How many NBA games have you seen? Now, you don't have to be a basketball fan to tell me, yeah, I watched a little bit of a game one time with my boyfriend, my husband. I'm talking to the ladies now. But I doubt that you ever watched a WNBA game. And it's just because it doesn't have any interest to you. It doesn't have any interest to the person that you're with. Unless you have a daughter who plays basketball, you probably don't pay much attention to women's sports. It's just the truth. So if Oprah, if any of these women want to be distinguished beyond their craft, go be it. And what's most interesting, and I said this previously, this is a leftist-dominated thing. This is not some male, you know, patriarchal, macho society that says,
to hell with women.
You know, bunch of ogres. This isn't the oracles, you know, in 300, you know, where they have the beautiful women that they, you know, get to do, have their way with as they make their predictions of what's going to happen. This isn't something like that, a bunch of old lecherous guys. This is Hollywood. This is leftists dealing with other leftists, and they're mad at themselves.
I'm mad at you leftists because you know better. You know there should have been a female director. Best female.
They are losing their minds. And what's funny about it, you watch how they react to it. They have to make us seem stupid. Here's what I want to clue you in on something. When they tell you that Donald Trump is unhinged, that he's got a problem, he's unfit to be president, what they're saying is you're stupid. You, not him. Don't be fooled that they don't like Trump. They don't like you. The best way for them to demoralize you is to demoralize the person that you have elected. They single one out of the herd. Now, here's their problem. Donald Trump doesn't give a crap. And I haven't gotten the ratings yet from the stupid show, Golden Globes. I predicted before the show that it's going to go down for two reasons. One, Seth Meyers, the host, anti-Trump. And secondly, just because people don't care. People don't care about these Hollywoodos. They believe they're relevant. These hypocrites that refuse to see the real America that refuse to get out there and not have everything done for them by a bunch of assistants, and, you know, where food is, they show up and there's the food all laid out. There's food in the green room, and they don't know that people actually have to go out and make a living and go into their own kitchens and go, ain't nothing here, you know, and then go grocery shopping and make their own food. These are people that they live in La La Land, not to promote one of the movies, but they do. They live in La La Land. And suddenly, when they're confronted with real life situations, the only thing they know, well, that's not the way my life is. It's hypocrisy. Don King said, hypocrisy is the mother of all evils. But I can go better than that. There's a gentleman, his name is Bernard de Mandeville. He says, no habit or quality is more easily acquired than hypocrisy, nor anything sooner learned than to deny the sentiments of our hearts and the principle we act from. But the seeds of every passion are innate to us, and nobody comes into the world without them. There are a lot of people that have spoken about this hypocrisy. It's the most easily acquired, nothing more sooner learned. That's what he's talking about. You learn it because it's a quality where, quite frankly, it makes you go introspective. You need hypocrisy so you can understand yourself. Don't deny it, though. All the people that stood in the Golden Globes, and when we come back, we're going to play many of the clips. All the people that stood there, it was a room full of hypocrites. Men who want to stand up and say, stop bashing us. Women who know they are complicit in their own demise. A system, I'm talking about leftism, that is created at all. It's created a vortex of evil, and they want to look for somebody to blame outside of them. Bunch of hypocrites.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Before I get to some of the clips, I want to read something from a friend of mine. He wrote me and he says, *1, he was about the Oprah speech. He says, it was just another speech dividing blacks and whites. What I said, women and men, typical liberal clap, says, I love it when men applaud themselves being, and he's, I'll clean it up, being butt munches. He says, *2, she told a story about a black woman raped by white men. Why did color have anything to do with the story except to make it color related? I assure you, for every black girl raped, we can find a white girl, an Asian, a Muslim, but Oprah chose to divide us. Why was color brought into the story? Other than Harvey Weinstein and Al Franken are white, so was she saying that this is a white white-black problem? I guess no producers seduce women, no black producers seduce women. Just, and he goes on. I felt I was listening to Michelle Obama, only much more elegant, dividing us again. It was about division. I'm tired of it. Not all men are crap. Not all white men rape black women. But if you listen to Oprah, blacks and whites are two different humans. It's as if she spoke, and all the liberals just sat there amazed. Enough already. Says, I was praying Oprah would come out and discuss anything with black versus white, but that's all she did. Loud applause. People crying while listening. And I'm going to stop there and just tell you, that's the ridiculousness of Hollywood. They all, oh my God, it's just amazing that she's saying this. It's crazy. And he goes on to say this, ridiculous tears, sorry. I see white and black the same. I'm damn tired of hearing why we're so different by the richest of the Hollywood elite. Maybe if she told a story about how powerful men own Hollywood, use this power to dictate who worked and who didn't, depending upon if you made him happy. But Oprah never came close. We got another liberal lesson on the back of the bus as she cited Rosa Parks. He says, and Denzel, making $25 million a picture, shook his head in agreement. Ask if the rich NFL athletes how terrible their lives are. I hear the price of Ferraris are up. Enough already. Actually, the only true movement I've seen in the black community was created by Donald Trump. But no one will say black unemployment is at an all-time low. And I assure you, after 8 years, he will have done more for the black community than any other president in history. Want to bet? And let me tell you, this buddy of mine, good friends with President Trump. He's good friends with me, too. Very, you know, connects me with a lot of folks. This guy's spot on. He knows exactly what he's talking about. He's not racist. He's looking at this going, when will these people stop? And I'm going to give you the answer. It isn't going to happen.
The only thing you can do is learn to change their behavior to such a degree that they won't say this stuff. They feel comfortable telling you all these different stories. But here's what I want to do. I want to get into the first clip and play this Oprah Winfrey piece. And I'm going to explain to you along the way the hypocrisy of what Oprah says with every single thing that spews out of her dumb mouth. And people look at it, she's so elegant, she was so beautiful, she was so well spoken on this. It was absolute, if you read between the lines, which is what I do, you'll see everything she said was nonsense. And here we go, I'm going to play the first clip.
I was a little girl sitting on the linoleum floor of my mother's house in Milwaukee, watching Anne Bancroft present the Oscar for Best Actor at the 36th Academy Awards. She opened the envelope and said five words that literally made history. The winner is Sidney Poitier. Up to the stage came the most elegant man I had ever seen. I remember his tie was white, and of course his skin was black, and I'd never seen a black man being celebrated like that. And I have tried many, many, many times to explain what a moment like that means to a little girl, a kid watching from the cheap seats as my mom came through the door, bone tired from cleaning other people's houses. But all I can do is quote and say that the explanation in Sidney's performance in Lilies of the Field, amen, 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 amen. In 1982, Sidney received the Cecil B. DeMille Award right here at the Golden Globes, and it is not lost on me that at this moment, there are some little girls watching as I become the first black woman to be given the same award. Privilege to share the evening with all of them, and also with the incredible men and women who've inspired me, who've challenged me, who've sustained me and made my journey to this stage possible. Dennis Swanson, who took a chance on me for AM Chicago. Quincy Jones, who saw me on that show and said to Steven Spielberg, yes, she is Sophia in The Color Purple. Gail, who's been the definition of what a friend is, and Stedman, who's been my rock, just a few to name.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Did you miss the irony? Yeah, the irony, first of all, there was a tepid clapping in most of that stuff. It was a tepid clapping, other than the fact that she was the first woman, black woman, to win the Cecil B. DeMille Award. Congratulations. Wow. Another group of Holly weirdos giving themselves, you know, big fat awards while they make big fat money. Well, congratulations. And don't misunderstand me, folks. You should be recognized for good works. But I just look at Hollywood and go, I don't, for what? Congratulations. Oprah did a great job in The Color Purple. Moving along. But the thing that got me was this. They're bashing men in Hollywood. They're bashing men about what all the things that we do. I'm sick of it. I'm no longer taking it. I don't know how other men are, but I'm not taking it. I get into arguments with feminists and say, you tell me what it is that makes your life so different than mine. Because you have different anatomy than I do. You got the JJ and I've got a PP. Explain it to me. But here's what I want to talk, what I want you to understand. One, she says, I want to thank Dennis Swanson. Now, Dennis Swanson put her on AM Chicago. This is a man who recognized this black woman back in the 70s and said, hey, I think I see something in you. You need to be on AM Chicago. That launched her career. There's a Jewish guy, maybe it is Dennis Swanson, but I remember reading a story where Oprah said, I'm not known if it weren't for this man. And I don't believe it was Swanson, I believe it was somebody else. But then, the next thing that got Oprah into the limelight was Quincy Jones, saw her on that show. So a black dude went, oh man, there's the person you need to talk to. So what does Quincy do? Quincy calls up Spielberg, another man, and says, I just found your Sophia. So Spielberg says, wow, let's have her come in and audition. And they gave her the role of Sophia. And what did that do? That launched her career. And then who does she finally credit at the very end for being her rock? Stedman, the guy who's been quietly, comfortably behind the scenes while Oprah does what she does. I don't know what Stedman does, but he's still there. He's still her man. And she says, and Gail's been my best friend. That's the only woman that she mentions in a litany of people that helped her build her career. The only woman is the woman that's been her lifelong friend. Everybody who built her career, who made her into the billionaire that she is today, who made her a one word known around the world, Oprah, was a guy. And then what'd she get up there and do? She got to bash men. What does Hollywood get up there? We got to bash these men. These pair of pitiful men. Pitiful men making their careers, but they're pitiful. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about hypocrites. Nothing but hypocrites. Oprah Winfrey stood up on that stage and pretended about problems that are created by men. I think they're created by women, to be honest with you. Because let me tell you what a man will do. A man will do what a woman lets him do. That's true. Think about it this way. If a man ever strikes a woman and she says, first of all, she should leave. So if she doesn't leave and she says, that's the last time you'll put your hands on me. Because I know there are women in my family said that to the men that they're still married to. Because we know the stories inside of my family. It's not a secret. And they'll go, yeah, I hit your auntie one time. And she told me, that's the last time you'll do that. And she meant it. And that was it. I'm just telling you, if a woman will allow you to do things, because if she says that's the end, that's the end. I can go into the details of it if you guys want, but I choose not to. But I'm just telling you, women can stop whatever they want. If women wanted to stop the behavior of Hollywood, of sleeping your way to the top, it would be done. It wouldn't even occur. They'd get together and say, I'm not taking any of those roles. And it would be women saying, nope, we are in solidarity on this. It's our bodies. We're not going to do this. We're going to respect ourselves. But you know why it doesn't happen? Because there's always a woman willing to do it. And it's not just one. It's a bunch of them. So if they wanted to get to the bottom of that, you know where they'd end up? They'd end up with conservatism. They'd end up with young ladies being taught to respect themselves and to respect their bodies.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
I'd like to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, because we all know that the press is under siege these days, but we also know that it is the insatiable dedication to uncovering the absolute truth that keeps us from turning a blind eye to corruption and to injustice. To tyrants and victims and secrets and lies. I want to say that I value the press more than ever before as we try to navigate these complicated times.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Oprah Winfrey taking a dig at Donald Trump. That's exactly what that was. You know what it, you can recognize that. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, if you want to call us, 844-551-8255. A dig at Trump. Never have I been more impressed with the press. Press. The press is this, that, and the other. I mean, think about how pandering that was. What a pander. And, of course, nobody. What's funny, as you listen to that closely, they're not that big of a clap for her when she talks about the press. Can we get that clip and just wait till she says it and play the clip again? In fact, do me a favor, enhance it, because I want them to hear that the people aren't like, yay! You hear big claps when she says certain things, but when she was talking about the press, people were kind of like, whatever.
I'd like to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Here?
Because we all Nothing. Know that the press is under siege these days.
Nothing.
I want to say that I value the press more than ever before.
Listen.
As we try to navigate these complicated times.
See? The only time they clapped is when she talked about the corruption and things like that. So they get it. These audiences get it. And you have to read between the lines with them. Now, don't make the mistake of thinking that they're sane. They're not. They are indoctrinated. They suffer from Stockholm Syndrome. All you got to do is sit down with any one of these clowns, and you'll go, oh, wow. Because people ask me all the time, Kevin, do they believe this stuff? Oh, they believe it. They absolutely believe it. And I would love to tell you that, you know, we're getting through in a big way to the elites. You're not. But I will give you the good news here. It filters down. When you get outside of these bubbles, this D.C. bubble, the Hollywood bubble, the regular world, they go, uh-uh. Y'all ain't selling me on it. What? You better not believe. But the problem is we aren't marketing to them in a way that it reaches them. Hollywood doesn't have nearly the impact that it used to have on the people below them. D.C., the elites, don't have nearly the impact. And it's because of exactly what Oprah was talking about. Donald Trump has pretty much minimized them because he's his own press. There was a call to have Donald Trump kicked off of Twitter. Maybe we'll get into it. And Twitter, the CEO, Jack Dorsey, said, no, you know, he's got freedom of speech, and he's also, he said two things. One, the relevancy of what he talks about, and two, the transparency that we get by having a direct pipeline to the president. It was amazing. So Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, recognized that this is the best in democracy we have, where we get unfiltered president, unfiltered Donald Trump. And we'll get into that, too, because he was in trouble based on a tweet that he made to North Korea, which I find funny, that people would actually make a big deal about it. But I want to move on because we're running out of time. The last Oprah clip is the one that I find not most interesting, because I think the first one was most interesting, that all these men that helped her build her career. But this will tie it in as a bookend for you to see what she's now describing as the brave women of Hollywood. So let's play that clip.
What I know for sure is that speaking your truth is the most powerful tool we all have. And I'm especially proud and inspired by all the women who have felt strong enough and empowered enough to speak up and share their personal stories. Each of us in this room are celebrated because of the stories that we tell. And this year, we became the story. But it's not just a story affecting the entertainment industry. It's one that transcends any culture, geography, race, religion, politics, or workplace. So I want tonight to express gratitude to all the women who have endured years of abuse and assault because they, like my mother, had children to feed and bills to pay and dreams to pursue.
In all seriousness, these speeches are a little more than more acting, right? I mean, I listen to them, I'm like, that's just Oprah. Their speeches, they had children to feed, they had things to do, and it's just, oh my gosh, and you can just feel the emotion. They're acting these things out. They don't believe it. This is all acting. These are people that spend their lives pretending to be other people, and they haven't figured out who in the heck they are. It's kind of sad. But let's look at what Oprah says. You know, I want to thank all these women for coming out and speaking your truth. Oh, so 2017 was a year that women came out and spoke their truth, and we're learning about it in 2018. But we were what? Hearing the lies in 2010 or in 2000, in 1990s. We're talking about things that go back decades. And the women of today are, ooh, you're so brave that you're coming out 35 years later to accuse somebody of something. Look, I don't know whether you did or you didn't, whether things happened or they didn't. But I'll tell you this, what I've learned in my life is if something happens to me, I'm going to go confront it right away. What I've taught to everybody that around me, sisters, children, you name it, is you confront. You don't wait. You don't let it fester. You don't let people think that they're going to hold something over your head. You confront it. That's the way you solve problems. And the problem with the left is think about it. The elixir of the power and the fortune, the fame and fortune that you get when you get a Hollywood career is amazing. I was thinking about this the other day. You could be, I'll use Alan West as an example. Alan's a buddy of mine. And we've gone to events, and Alan is, he gets a lot of attention. People come around, oh, there's Alan West, Alan West. Ooh, here's Alan West. And I remember 5 years ago when people sent me a clip of Alan, and I was like, I don't know who he is. And if we want to measure, he surpassed me in terms of notoriety. I don't care. Congratulations to Alan. Because we went to CPAC 1 year. We're both walking through the place, and everybody's like, Alan West, Alan West, Alan West. And I'll never forget one girl going, oh, Kevin Jackson. No. It's like, yeah, I'm here. Hello. But the point is, he gets notoriety. But let Denzel Washington walk through that building, and he transcends politics. He's huge. He's well known. So I don't know whether you want that or you don't want that. Do you want to be known in just your circles, or do you want to be known nationally? Me personally, I don't want to be known. If I had my druthers, you wouldn't know who I was. I would be the dude behind the scenes. But I can tell you there are people who crave that. They want that. And they're willing to do it at all cost. And at the time when they do it, they see it as, it's the cost. It's the price of fame. It's the entry fee to get to where I want to go. And so that's how what Hollywood became. It became the cesspool of, you've got to do these things I ask you to do. And quite honestly, it became ridiculous. There was a post, I can't find it, but it's out there. You can find this information anywhere. And there was called riders on people's contracts. And you should look at the riders that these stars would put in their contracts. It was to the point of ridiculousness where you know that the stars were saying at some point, I want to see just how far I can take this contract. So they might say, I want M&Ms in the limo, but I only want green ones. And so somebody had to take a bunch of M&Ms, pick out all the green ones and put them in a jar, say, here you go. Another person says, I only want the scent of lavender. And, it's got to be in every room or something like that. Other people say, and I remember, I'm just going from memory here, but one of them I remember was, I think it was Streisand, that said, nobody can look at me. You will look down as I walk by. Like royalty. It reminds me of those old, back in King Henry VIII, where, the king would walk by and everybody had to drop their heads. You couldn't look at the king. They had things like that. I mean, crazy stuff. Writers and contracts. And I think that the stars now just believe, you know what? I can put anything in there and these people will give me what I want. And that's where we are today.
A bunch of pretentious people that don't have any connection with reality. They say things that sound good. They get up there and give their speeches, which are little more than other performances, and they want the world to take notice.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.